Time now for us to bring in Pat Pagano at a check on the tri-state forecast. And you know, yesterday afternoon, Pat, late in the afternoon, I got very happy. You know why?
No.
Because it was windy, cold day. But then all of a sudden, clouds started moving in the afternoon. And I said to myself, well, if the clouds hold, maybe it won't be so cold. Now, I don't know if they held or not, but this morning when I woke up, it was a relatively warm 19 degrees.
Yeah, and high clouds are overhead. And that kept the temperature from really dropping to even colder levels. So we were lucky. Plus, there's very little snow cover now.
Yeah.
So a couple of negative factors as far as real cold. But it looks like, you know, a decent day coming up as far as I could see. I'm going to call it partly sunny. And I think our temperatures today should be about 40. Cloudy tonight. Rain comes in late. We're in the mid-30s. But tomorrow we have light rain. Then a little bit of sun begins to poke through late in the day. 45 to 50. And that paves the way for clear, cold New Year's Eve. But Friday will turn cloudy. And a wintry mix will arrive late in the day. So it's not going to be during the day Friday, but late in the day, in the mid-30s. Saturday, we have some lingering rain, 45 to 50. And then there's a chance of some snow showers and highs probably right around 40 come Sunday.
Well, that's not too bad. What it was yesterday, there was a constant, like, breeze, okay?
Yes, yes.
And it wasn't a big breeze. But maybe it was probably 5, 6, but it was constant. And so it felt much colder than it was yesterday.
Absolutely, yep. It was a good wind chill yesterday, keeping temperatures, wind chill temperatures, like in the teens. You know, but we all have to remember, folks, we are really in the early stages of winter, and the sun right now is very ineffective. It's not like, you know, it's not like it was back in November, you know, or how it is in the spring. You get into the sun, it's much, much, much warmer. At this time of the year, it's not all that effective. So, there's as they've been predicting, a cold, dark winter ahead.
And we still have no idea about, there's no big storms in the forecast ahead, right?
No big storms, no, not at all. I mean, and if we get anything, again, later Friday, it's a wintry mix. To me, that's probably worse than a big storm.
Yeah.
You know, because you're going to deal with ice. You'll be dealing with ice. So if anybody is going to be traveling later Friday night, that you have to keep in the back of your mind. Right. I don't know who is, because I've been talking to a lot of people and no one is doing anything for New Year's Eve. I told you, I'm going by Anthony's new house, and there's only going to be four of us there. That's it.
Four of you bringing in the new year.
That's it.
Are you going to be blowing on one of those things that rolls out and makes noise?
I guess so. I mean, that you know, as far as that's concerned, but there won't be any hugging or anything like that. That's for sure.
I always used to like to take those things and get up close to my sister and do it into her face and hit her in the face with it. You know, you blow on it. And the thing would roll out.
Right. They still have them. And yeah, the little party things. They still have those. And they have the things that you pull and they pop. And it's like a little soda bottle. You pull the string and then they pop and little streamers come out.
Well, I don't know. It's been so long since I've done that because I go to bed so early.
Yeah, I know.
But this year I'm going to text my kids early. I'm not going to get up. I normally get up at midnight and text them a Happy New Year or call them and wish them a Happy New Year. This year it's going to go out before I go to bed, so I'm not going to get back up at midnight. I'm just going to send my New Year's greetings out early. That's it.
Well, that's a good thing. Okay, that's good. That's good. You can do that. That's definitely good. Yeah, I don't have any great plans. I was thinking that. I have leftover eggnog, so rather than make a punch, I'm going to bake some eggnog muffins for New Year's morning, and I'll bring some of those over to Anthony's, so he's got something for the morning, and I guess I'll go to the bakery and get a piece of cake as well.
Have you ever had eggnog scrambled eggs?
No.
Yeah.
What do you... You put the eggnog in the egg and scramble it and then
instead
fry it
up? You take like 3 or 4 eggs, okay, and then you put in some eggnog, okay, and you scramble it up. That's exactly right. But then when you serve it, and I know this is going to sound horrible to you, but because you put a little powdered sugar on it, and it's more like a dessert for breakfast. It tastes like eggnog. It's eggs.
And you put powdered sugar on it?
Just a little bit of powdered sugar. Yeah, to add a little sweetness to it.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I tell you what I do when I have the eggnog, I put a little bit in the egg mixture, but then I make French toast.
There you go. That's another great way to do it. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. The problem with eggnog is when you get it, even if you get it in the quart size, and like with me, if I were to buy a quart of eggnog, I'd have one cup of it.
Right.
I wouldn't have the rest.
And that's the end. Right.
Yeah, eggnog is that thing. You like to have it once during the holiday season. Okay, let's drink some eggnog. Let's blow away 1,000 calories really quick, but have something that's interesting. And that's it. but then the rest, it sits there and you got to throw it away. So, yeah. So I don't do that. No, I don't do that anymore. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I've turned into a mean old man.
Well, I would go that far. You just, you just kind of settled in your ways. That's all.
More than
that, right?
You can say that I'm settled in my ways. Yes, I am settled in my ways. I don't know how it's going to go over when I get older.
Right.
All right, so we've got a halfway decent day today, and then even New Year's Eve might have some problems with a New Year's Day, but other than that, looks okay, right?
Yeah, sure does, and keep warm and enjoy the day. I'll be back tomorrow with a complete New Year's Day forecast.
All right, Pat, have a good day.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.